Good morning.
大家早上好。
Romans chapter 8.
在罗马书第八章。
Verse 15 and 16.
15到16节。
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father.
说你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心。因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
It's Father's Day.
今天是父亲节。
When you hear that word father,
当你听到父亲这个字眼的时候，
what kind of feelings does it bring?
那这个字眼给你带来怎么样的感觉呢？
One of my students said, every time I hear the word father, it brings pain.
我有一个学生曾经说，每次我听到父亲这个字眼的时候，带给我的都是痛苦的感觉。
She could not hear a Father's Day sermon without breaking into tears.
她每次听到这个父亲节的正道都会痛哭。
She said, every time I hear a Father's Day sermon, I remember the pain of his beatings.
他说每一次我听这个父亲节正道的时候，我都想到我的父亲以前对我的这种暴打，这种家庭暴力。
I've met people that the word father brings anger.
我也见到过有的人，他们的父亲给他们带来的是愤怒。
I played for the funeral of a man. I didn't know him.
我曾经在一位先生的葬礼上演奏，我其实不是很认识他。
But several people stood to talk about his great achievements.
但是有一些人站起来讲到他的这个很大的成就。
And suddenly his daughter stood up.
然后突然他的女儿站起来。
She said, you knew my father as a successful businessman.
说在你们眼中我的父亲是一位成功的商人。
You brag about his leadership in the community.
你们在不停地夸耀他的社区中所做的领袖地位。
I knew him as a terrible father who cared nothing for me.
但是在我眼中他只是一个很糟糕的父亲，他一点都不关心我。
And she sat back down,
然后他就坐下了。
And suddenly the funeral was very uncomfortable.
然后突然这个整个葬礼的气氛就不是让人很舒服。
There may be fathers here who would say, I dread Father's Day. There may be fathers who say, I dread Father's Day.
然后可能有的父亲就说，我真的不喜欢这个父亲节。
It reminds me of my failures as a father.
因为这个父亲节让我想到我做父亲做的真是失败。
Just brings guilt and regret.
这个父亲节让我想到的都是罪恶感和遗憾。
I hope that for some here, the word father brings a smile.
我希望对在座的你们某些人来说，父亲这个词会给你们带来一丝微笑。
Good memories.
美好的回忆。
But regardless of your past association with this word,
但是不管你过去对这个词有怎样的关联。
Today I want to talk to you about the greatest father ever.
今天我想要和你们分享的是这一位最伟大的父亲。
Think of what it means when we say, God is my father.
我们来仔细想一想，当我说上帝是我的父的时候，意味着什么？
That's amazing.
这是一个多么奇妙的说。
The all-powerful creator of the universe is our father.
那一位全能的宇宙的创造主，他是我们的父。
I cannot find any other sacred text other than the Bible that portrays a God as a father.
除了在圣经中，我没有办法在别的圣言或者经文中找到有人把神或者某一个神描述作父亲。
They show their God's power.
在这些经文中，他们展示了这个神的能力。
They show the wisdom of their God.
他们也展示他们神有多么有智慧。
The Quran has 99 names for Allah.
在可兰经中，阿拉有99个名字。
Not one of them portrays him as a father.
但是没有任何一个名字把这位神描绘作一位父亲。
But over and over, the Bible tells us that God is our father.
但是在圣经中一次一次地告诉我们，神是我们的父亲。
We pray to our Father who is in heaven.
我们向我们天上的父祷告。
The text we read says that God has adopted us as sons and daughters.
我们刚才读到的经文也说，神把我们当作是儿子和女儿。
So that just like Jesus referred to him, talked to him as Abba, we can call him Abba.
所以就像主耶稣可以对上帝说阿爸父，我们也可以这样称呼上帝，叫阿爸。
The Apostle John said, "See what kind of love the Father has given us."
那保罗说，你们看呀，我们得到的是怎样的爱？
That we should be called children of God.
说我们能被称为是神的儿女。
This is astounding.
这实在是令人震惊啊。
We were rebels, but he has adopted us as children.
我们曾经背弃神，但他却重新的让我们成为他的儿女。
Now before I talk about this heavenly father, I want to answer an objection.
在我继续讲这位天父之前，我可能要先回应一个大家可能的反对意见。
Because as I worked on this message, I thought, what would I say to my student who told me, every Father's Day sermon, I remember my father beating me?
因为我在准备这篇正道的时候，我就在想，我应该怎样去回复我的那个学生。那个学生说，每一次的父亲节正道，都让我想起对我有家庭暴力的那位父亲。
If she were here today, what would I say to her?
如果我的这个学生今天在这里，我要对他怎么说，说什么呢？
And I think I would say two things.
我想我会说两件事情。
First of all, I would say to her, remember, your heavenly father is not patterned after your earthly father.
首先我会告诉他，你天上的父亲并不是效法你地上的父亲，你天父和你地上的父亲并不一样。
Every earthly father has been infected with sin.
每一位地上的父亲都受了罪的感染。
And so every earthly father falls short of God's intentions for fathers.
所以世上地上的每一位父亲都达不到神对父亲这个职位所拥有的心意。
And so instead of judging God by the standards of earthly fathers, we should see God as the model for what we're supposed to copy.
所以我们不应该用地上父亲的标准来衡量神我们的天父，而是让神成为完美父亲的这个标准和榜样。
The second thing I think I would say to my student is this.
然后我想对我学生说的第二件事。
Even if you did not have a loving earthly father.
说即使你没有一个在地上很爱你的父亲。
Romans 8 says to you,You have a loving father.
罗马书第八章告诉你，你有一位这样慈爱的父。
A father who is everything a father should be.
这位天父拥有一个父亲该有的所有品格。
He is loving and compassionate.
他是充满慈爱又非常和善的。
He will never abandon you.
这位父亲永远不会抛弃你。
He is a father who loves you beyond compare.
这一位父亲爱你超越一切。
Psalm 68 says he is the father of the fatherless.
在诗篇中，诗篇作者说到，神在他的圣殿做孤儿的父。
He is the protector of widows.
做寡妇的伸冤者。
He is the perfect father.
他是一位完美的父亲。
And so this morning I want to look for a bit at what it means when we say, God is my father.
所以今天早上我想要花一些时间让大家看到，当我们说神是我们的父的时候，到底是什么意思。
Psalm 103 tells us something about this father.
在诗篇103篇中给我们描述了这样的父亲。
As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him.
说父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，耶和华也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人。
For he knows...Our frame.
因为他知道我们的本体。
He remembers that we are dust.
思念我们不过是尘土。
Our father understands his children.
我们的天父了解他的孩子。
A good father understands his children's needs.
一个好的父亲他了解孩子的需要。
He recognizes their strengths.
他能意识到孩子的长处。
And he recognizes their weaknesses so that he does not frustrate them with impossible demands.
同时他也理解也明白孩子的短处，所以他不会用不现实的要求让孩子感到挫败。
Sometimes we fail at this.
很多时候我们做父亲会在这一点上跌
倒。 We want our children to excel.
我们总想让孩子不断的超越。
We don't understand their limits.
我们不明白他们是有局限的。
And we get frustrated when they don't accomplish what we think they should accomplish.
所以当孩子们没有办法达到我们想让他达到的那一点的时候，我们就会感到很挫败。
I spoke at a church in Taiwan.
我之前在台湾的一间教会讲到。
And after the service, a man and his sixth grade boy came up.
然后在聚会之后，一个先生带着他六年级的孩子过来。
I talked to the man for a few minutes, he had a question.
然后我与这位先生交谈了一下，他有一个问题。
And I said,Who is your son? Is this your son?
我就问他，这个是你的儿子吗？
And he said, yes, this is my son, Arthur.
然后说，哎，这是我的儿子亚瑟。
He is stupid.
他太蠢了。
I said, what?
然后我说，啥？
I thought I misunderstood.
我以为我听错了。
But sadly, I had not misunderstood.
但是可悲的是，他的意思就是这个意思。
The national exam scores had been released that week.
因为就在那一周，他们那个就是全民。
And this man said, Arthur studies really hard, but he's stupid.
然后这个全民考试的成绩刚刚公布，然后他就说，我这个儿子呀，学习很努力，但就是很笨。
His scores were low.
他这个分数很低。
This father did not understand the limits of his son.
就这位父亲，他并不了解他自己儿子的局限。
This morning, I want you to know.
所以今天早上我想让大家看到
Our Heavenly Father will never say
说我们的天父从来不会这么说
This is my child Randall
说这是我的、孩子
He is stupid
他实在太笨了
Our Heavenly Father knows how we are made
说我们的天父他了解我们的软弱我们的局限
He remembers that we are dust the Psalm says
正如诗篇中所说，他思念我们不过是尘土。
He understands us.
他了解我们。
Hosea has a beautiful picture.
何西阿为我们描述了这样一幅美好的图画。
Says when Israel was a child, I loved him.
说以色列年幼的时候，我爱他。
I taught Ephraim to walk.
我教导以法莲行走。
I took them by their arms.
我用臂膀抱着他们。
When I read that, I imagine a father and a little boy.
当我读这段的时候，我就想到一位父亲和他的小孩子。
And the little boy is learning to walk.
小孩正在学着走路。
And the father takes his arms.
然后父亲就抓着他的手。
And helps him to walk.
然后帮助他学走路。
In the same way.
同样的。
God took Israel by the arms.
说神也是这样用臂膀来教以色列
and guided her
来带领他
in those first hesitant steps
在他犹犹豫豫地迈出小孩子第一步的时候神就在带领他
No loving father would say to the child get up
说没有任何一个慈爱的父亲会对一个摔倒的孩子说起来
You're old enough to walk without my help
你早应该不用我帮助就会学会走路了。
No.
没有一个慈爱的父亲会这样说。
And our Heavenly Father is far, far more loving and more understanding than any earthly father.
而我们在天上的父远比在地上的任何一个父亲要更加的有慈爱和理解。
In your weaknesses.
所以在我们的软弱中。
In your struggles.
在我们挣扎的时候。
You have a father.Who takes your arms?
我们有这样的一位父亲，他牵着我们的手。
And he says, "I know you're a weak child."
他说，我知道你只是一个小孩子。
Or some of us, a 50, a 60, a 70, an 80-year-old weak child.
即使你六十岁、七十岁、八十岁，在神看来还是一个软弱的小孩子。
But we're still learning to walk.
我们还是在学走路。
And our understanding Father still takes us by the arms and he guides us
这一位完全理解我们的天父依旧用他的手牵着我们带领我们
our father understands his children
我们的天父了解理解他的孩子
but I also want you to know this morning that our father disciplines his children
今天早上我想也想让大家看到说我们的天父同样也管教他的孩子。
I've met parents who seem to think that their children were like a toy.
我之前有遇到过一些家长，他们觉得自己的孩子好像就像玩具一样。
When they're little Stephen's age, they're cute.
当他们像小陈恩一样的时候就很可爱。
But when, I won't call any other names.
我不会说谁长大就不可爱啊。
But when they're in their teens,
但是当他们到那个青少年时期的时候
they're not so cute.
他们就一点都不可爱了。
A child is not a toy that we can just discard when they turn 13.
但是你要知道吗？一个孩子并不是像一个玩具一样，十三岁我们就可以把它丢掉了。
I see those looks of disappointment even behind the mask.
我甚至通过你们的口罩都能看到你们那个眼神里透露的失望啊。
A father, a loving father.
但是一位慈爱的父亲。
Lovingly but firmly disciplines the child to guide them.Into adulthood.
但是一个慈爱的父亲他会蛮有恩典也很坚定的来管教他的孩子带他进入这个成年时期。
Proverbs says that if a father refuses to do that, we are starting our children on the path to destruction.
箴言告诉我们说如果我们的父亲不管教我们的孩子的话也是将他带上了灭亡之路。
Permissiveness is not love.
这种放纵并不是爱。
Love includes taking responsibility to discipline our children.
这种爱包含了担负起管教的责任。
That is part of being a loving father.
管教也是做一位慈爱的父亲所必须的一部分。
And in the same way, our heavenly father disciplines us.
同样的，我们的天父也在管教我们。
Hebrews 12.
在希伯来书十二章。
For the Lord disciplines the one...He loves.
说因为主所爱的他必管教
And chastises every son whom he receives.
说又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子
It is for discipline that you have to endure.
你们所忍受的
God is treating you as sons.
是神管教你们待你们如同儿子
The writer of Hebrews says God's discipline is evidence of his love.
所以希伯来书的作者就说神的管教其实证明了他的爱。
He is guiding us on the right path.
他在带领我们走在正道上。
Sometimes he takes us by our arms.
有的时候神这样子用臂膀牵着我们带着我们。
And sometimes when we deliberately go off on our own path.
当我们自己偏行己路的时候
he picks us up.
神也会把我们抱起来
He swats our seat.
然后也会使劲地打我们
And he says, you're my child.
然后对我们说你是我的孩子
I love you.
我爱你
And you must be disciplined.
所以我要管教你
So when you experience God's discipline in your life,
所以在你的生命中当你经历神的管教的时候
be thankful.
我们要感恩
Hebrews 12 says it means he is treating you as his child.
在希伯来书十二章说到，神这么做是因为他待你如待儿子。
Don't resist it.
不要怨恨。
Don't reason it.
也不要拒绝。
His discipline is evidence of his love.
因为他的管教证实了他的爱。
The third thing I want you to see about our Father this morning.
然后今天早上我想要看大家看到的第三点关于我们这位天父的特征。
Our Father shapes his children.In his image.
那就是我们的天父照着他的形象塑造他的儿女。
Have you noticed how often a child looks like his father?
你有意识到吗？很多时候这个孩子就越长越像爸爸。
You can kind of match them up.
你有时候都可能都分不清。
My son is scared to death of that truth.
我儿子特别不愿意接受这一点。
Because he likes having hair.
因为我儿子喜欢他的那个头发。
And every time I remind him that a son will someday look like his father.
所以每一次我跟我儿子说，有其父必有其子，你有一天会像我一样的。
I see him do this.
然后他就摸摸自己的脑袋。
He's saying goodbye to his hair.
然后他说，哎呀，有一天我也要掉头发了。
A son often looks like his father.
但是儿子有时候就是很像父亲。
And you and I were created to look like our heavenly father.
而我们被造就是要像我们的天父。
God said, "Let us make man in our image."
神说我们要照我们的形象，按我们的样式造人。
We were made to look like our Father.
我们被造就是按着神的形象。
Because of sin, that image was scarred by sin and rebellion.
因为亚当犯罪，然后这个形象就被罪产生了一些伤痕。
But God did not leave us there.
但是神没有就在那里抛下我们。
From Genesis 3 through the end of Revelation,
从创世纪第三章直到启示录的结尾，
we see the story of God's plan to restore us in His image.
我们看到神的这个将他的儿女将我们重塑成他样式的伟大计划。
Ephesians 5 puts it like this.
在以弗所书第五章这样说道，
Be imitators of God as dear children.
说所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
You've seen a little boy.
你可能有见过这样的场景。
His father is walking. And the little boy stretches to fit in his father's footsteps.
然后他爸爸在前面走的时候，这个小男孩就迈开大步，使劲地想要踩在爸爸的每一个脚印上。
He wants to imitate his father.
他想要模仿他的父亲。
I remember this week that I think I was 10 years old when I wrote my first sermon.
然后这周我就突然想起来，我大概是在十岁左右的时候写了我的第一篇讲道。
I'm sure it was a lousy sermon.
我很确定那个讲道真不怎么样。
But you see, my father was a pastor.
但你知道我的父亲就是一位牧师。
And he was sitting there working on a sermon.
然后那时候他就坐在那里准备他自己的证道。
And I wanted to do the same thing.
我就想学他一样。
I still remember he took a psalm.
我还记得他当时就翻开一个诗篇。
And he showed me how that psalm divided into three parts.
然后他给我讲说这一篇诗篇能分成三个部分。
And he showed me how to put a title to each section.
然后他也给我讲说怎么样给每一部分起一个小标题。
And then he went back to working on his sermon.
然后给我讲完这些之后，他又回去继续准备他自己的证道。
And I sat down in the chair.
我就坐在小椅子上。
And wrote my very first bad sermon.
然后我就开始写我第一篇这个非常糟糕的正道信息。
And I've been doing that ever since.
然后自从那以后，我一直在写这种信息。
20 years later.
然后20年之后。
I sat at the piano.
然后我坐在这个琴前面。
And my little boy sat beside me.
然后我的小儿子就坐在我身边。
And I showed him how to play.
然后我就教他怎么来弹琴。
We like to be like our father.
我们想要成为像父亲一样。
Jesus said it like this.
主耶稣是这么说的。
And some people hear this and they think this is not right.
但是有些人听到主耶稣的这种说法说怎么可能呢？
Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
be perfect.
所以你们要完全。
As your heavenly father is perfect.
像你们的天父完全一样。
And people say, that's impossible.
那人们就会说怎么可能呢？
Some people think Jesus was trying to make us feel guilty by saying this is what you should do, but of course you can't.
有些人说主耶稣这么讲就是要让我们有负罪感，说这是你们应该达到的，但你们却永远达不到。
No,
不是这样的。
He was giving us this glorious promise.
其实主耶稣在这里给我们的是一个荣耀的一个应许。
This is what I want you to understand.
这是我想让你明白的。
Your heavenly father is restoring you into his image.
说你的天父正在重塑你成为他的形象。
No, we can't do it.
我们是没有办法自己做到。
But he can.
但神可以。
And so he's the father behind this little boy who's trying to reach into his father's footsteps.
所以他就是这个这一位在这个小儿子身后，这小儿子努力的想要去追赶父亲的脚步。
And he's lifting us up and carrying us along a step at a time.
然后神就会把我们抱起来，一步一步的带领我们走。
Day by day, he is restoring us into his image.
所以一天天的神在将我们重塑成为他的形象。
But I want you to see something else about this heavenly father.
还有一点我想让你们看到。
I said that a good father understands his children.
我之前有提到说一位好的父亲他理解他了解他的孩子。
But sometimes we understand our children's needs, but we still can't. Provide for it. We can't fix it.
但是有很多时候我们了解也明白孩子的需要，但是我们没有办法供应，没有办法帮他解决。
And so this morning I want you to know that our Heavenly Father provides for His children.
所以今天早上我想让大家看到说我们的天父供应他的儿女。
Matthew 7
在马太福音第七章
Jesus says, if you need something, ask, and it will be given to you.
主耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们如果需要什么，你们祈求就给你们。
Seek and you will find.
寻找就寻见。
Knock and it will be opened.
叩门就给你们开门。
He says, if your earthly child asks for bread, would you give him a stone?
他接下来说：你们中间有儿子求饼的，有人会给他石头吗
？Of course not.
当然不会。
How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask?
说何况你们在天上的父岂不更把好东西给那些求他的人吗
There are times when we look at our children and we realize I cannot give them what they need.
有很多时候我们看着我们的孩子然后意识到我们没有办法给他们提供他们所需要的
I don't have it.
我就是没有这个东西我没有办法给
But let me give you some wonderful news this morning.
但是今天早上请让我跟你分享一个美好的消息
Your Heavenly Father has everything you will ever need
说你的天父有你所需要的所有东西
And so he says, ask
所以主耶稣说你们祈求
In that same sermon, Jesus said Don't worry about your food, don't worry about your clothing
在同一篇正道信息中主耶稣也说到不要忧虑吃什么穿什么喝什么
And I used to think that that meant that Jesus was saying, don't worry about those things, they're not important.
我一度以为这句经文的意思是说不要忧虑这些东西因为这些东西不重要。
But then I read it, and it doesn't say that.
但是我又接着读这个经文的意思不是这样的。
He says, don't worry about food, don't worry about clothing.
说不要忧虑吃什么喝什么穿什么。
Because your heavenly Father knows that you need them all.
说因为你们所需用的一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Don't worry about it because your Father is taking care of it.
说不要忧虑，是因为你们的天父全都看顾。
You know, when my children were young,
你知道当我的孩子小的时候
I would have felt very bad if I found out they were laying awake at night worrying.Is Dad going to have enough food to feed us tomorrow?
如果我的小孩子小时候，我突然意识到他晚上躺在床上睡不着觉，担忧说：“哎呀，我爸爸明天会不会给我们提供足够的吃的呀？”
I wanted my children to sleep soundly, knowing my Father will take care of me.
那样子的话，我会感觉非常不好。我想让我的孩子知道，说我的父亲一定会供应我的所需。
I might lay awake, but I didn't want them to.
我作为一个父亲或许会彻夜难眠但是我不希望我的孩子这样
And I wonder if our father is disappointed
所以我就在想
When he sees us laying awake at night worrying about the future
所以我就在想我们的天父是不是看到我们夜不能寐在为未来忧虑的时候也会感到有些失望呢
I wonder if he says Child go to sleep
我想他可能会说孩子去睡吧
I'm going to be awake anyway
反正我也不睡
And I'm going to take care of it
我会看顾你的
I have everything you need
我有你所需要的一切
You can trust me
你可以完全的信任我
I read a book by a member of John F. Kennedy's Secret Service Detail
我之前读过一本书讲的是约翰肯尼迪总统他的这个特工的一些细节
And he said that John Kennedy, President Kennedy, and his family were on vacation over on Palm Beach Island.
他就讲到说有一次肯尼迪总统和他的家人一起在棕榈滩度假。
And President Kennedy and his daughter Caroline were walking over here somewhere in West Palm.
然后这个肯尼迪总统和他的女儿就在棕榈滩西棕榈滩这附近在散步。
And she saw a gumball machine.
然后这小女孩就看到一个这个口香糖的机器。
Now you can judge your age by whether or not you know what that is.
如果你不知道这个口香糖机是什么的话，你说明你还年轻。
If you don't know, just take a break for a moment.
如果你不知道，说明你年纪还不够大。
And Caroline turned to her daddy and said, Daddy, can I have a penny for the gumball machine?
然后这个小女儿就转过来对她父亲说，爸爸，你能给我一分钱让我去弄一个糖吗？
And the President of the United States checked his pockets.
然后这一位美国总统还掏掏自己的口袋。
And had to say to his little girl.
然后转过来只能对女儿说。
I'm sorry, Caroline. I'm out of pennies.
说夏洛特呀，真是对不起，我身上没有零钱呀。
He was the president.
他可是美国总统。
But he could not give a penny to his little girl.
但是他却没有办法给他女儿，他女儿要的这一分钱。
We earthly fathers run out of pennies.
这一个伟大的父亲，伟大的总统，但却没有零钱。
We run out of solutions.
我们有的时候也会这样，没有办法解，没有解
决办法。We want to solve our child's problem, but we can't.
我们很想要帮孩子来解决问题，但是我们就是做不到。
This morning, I want to say to you.
所以今天早上，我想要告诉大家。
God, your father.
说上帝，你们的父。
Will never.Run out of pennies.
他身上总带着零钱。
He will never say, "I'm sorry, but that problem is too big."
他永远都不会说哎呀，对不起，但这个问题对我来说实在太大了。
He will never say to you, "I would like to help, but you've messed up too badly this time."
而且他也不会说我很想要帮助你，但是你把这个情况已经搞得太糟了。
I can't fix it.
我没有办法把它修复。
He will never run out of pennies.
你要知道吗？神永远是有办法的。
Our heavenly Father provides for His children.
我们的天父会供应他的儿女。
But there's one more picture of God the Father that I want you to see this morning.
今天早上我还想让大家看到一幅我们天父的画面。
I want you to see a picture of a Father who welcomes us.
我想让大家看到的是一位在欢迎我们的父亲。
Luke 15.
在路加福音十五章。
There was a man who had two sons.
说有一个人有两个儿子。
And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me.
小儿子对父亲说，说父亲，请把我应得的家产分给我。
And he divided his property between them.
然后父亲就把产业分给他们。
Now in the Jewish tradition, if a father had two sons,
然后在犹太的历史中，如果一个父亲有两个儿子
，After he died，
在父亲过世之后
，2/3 of the estate went to the older son，
然后他的遗产的三分之二是归给这位长子
，And 1/3 went to the younger son，
然后三分之一归给小儿子。
This young man is saying, "Dad, I want my inheritance now. Let's pretend you're dead."
所以这个小儿子这个时候其实就是说，爸爸，我现在就要得到我这份遗产，就假装你已经死了吧。
The father is hurt.
所以这个父亲其实很受伤的。
But he sells enough land and livestock to come up with 1/3 of his assets, and he gives it to his son.
但他还是想办法变卖了土地和牲畜，凑齐了他所有资产的三分之一，给了这个小儿子。
The son walks out the door.
小儿子离开家门。
Waste everything.
然后他花光了所有的钱。
And comes back hungry and disgraced.
然后他又丢脸又饥饿的又回来了。
Now, I should tell you that Jewish parents often told a version of this story to their children.
其实在犹太他们的传统里面，犹太的这些父母，他们会给孩子讲这个故事的一个版本。
It was a story to tell little children to warn them about the dangers of disobeying your parents.
家长们通常用这个故事来警告他们要叛逆的孩子。
And so as Jesus is telling this story, some of the people in the audience are thinking, I know this story, I've heard it.
所以当主耶稣在讲这个故事的时候，可能听众当中有些人会说，哎，我听过这个故事，我知道它是什么样的。
And they knew how it ends.
他们也知道这个故事的结局是什么
样。Because the story they told their children ended like this.
因为他们父母给孩子讲的故事通常是这样的结局。
One day the son came back.
说有一天这个小儿子又回来了。
He was hungry.
他非常的饿。
His clothes were in rags.
然后又衣衫褴褛。
And he begged for help.
然后他就祈求父亲的帮助。
And his father said,
然后他的父亲说,
You chose to live like a pig.
你自己选择过猪一样的生活。
Go.
那就滚吧。
Live with the pigs.
就和猪一样待着吧。
You are getting what you deserve.
你所得的就是你应得的。
That's what they expected.
所以听众们，他们其实期待的是这样的结局。
Tough love.
是一个这个很严苛的爱。
This kid deserves to suffer the cost of his rebellion.
说这个孩子他应该得到他这种背叛的后果。
But to their amazement,
但是令他们很惊奇的是
，Jesus ended the story differently.
在主耶稣讲这个故事的时候，他的结局却不一样。
But while he was still a long way off,
说相离还远
，his father saw him.
父亲看见。
Do you see the father's love?
你有在这里看到这个父亲的爱吗
？He sees him a long ways off. He's been watching for him.
说相离还远，父亲就看见，意思是父亲一直在守望着。
And it says he ran and embraced him.
然后说父亲跑去抱着他。
Do you see the father's love?
你有在这里看到这位父亲的爱吗
？Jewish fathers did not run. That was undignified in a robe.
因为在犹太传统中，他们的父亲是不会跑的，因为这种跑这个举动特别的不体面。
But this father forgets everything except there's my son.
但是这一位父亲，他只记得那是我的儿子。
It says he embraced him and kissed him.
然后经文上说他抱着他，他亲吻他。
This wasn't done.
当时也没有人会这么做。
At the most.He should stand there, and as the son apologizes, he should listen.
顶多这个父亲会站在那里听这个儿子来道歉。
And when he's done, he should say, "Okay."
然后这个儿子道歉说完以后，他说，嗯，好。
I'll give you one more chance.
我就再给你一次机会。
But the father doesn't do that.
但是我们看主耶稣这个故事里，这个父亲不是这样的。
He runs to him. He hugs him. He kisses him.
说这个父亲跑向他的儿子，抱着他，连连亲他。
And then he does something even more.
他还做了什么呢
？Remember, the son has wasted a third of the family savings.
你还记得吗？这个孩子他花光了家里面这个资产的三分之一。
The father said to his servants.
但父亲却对仆人说
：“Bring the best robe.
说把那上好的袍子拿出来。
Put it on him.
给他穿上
Put a ring on his hand.
把戒指给他戴上
Shoes on his feet.
把鞋穿在他脚上
The ring represented the authority of the family.
知道那个戒指是象征了这个家族的权柄
The ring had the family seal to stamp the ring in wax was a signature.
他们那个戒指上都在带着家族的印章你在那个蜡上面戴这个戒指就相当于是你签名。
To have the ring means he is back in the family as a full member of the family.
所以给他重新戴上这个戒指就意味着完全的重新接纳他成为这个家族的一员。
He put shoes on his feet.
这父亲也把鞋穿在儿子脚上。
Servants didn't wear shoes, sons did.
仆人是不穿鞋的，儿子才穿。
He threw a party.
然后他也父亲为他举办一个派对。
Kill the fattened calf, let's eat and celebrate.
说把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
My son is home.
我的儿子回家了。
That is the love of a father who welcomes us.
这就是那一位欢迎我们、迎接我们的父亲所展示的爱。
This morning, maybe you have run from your heavenly father.
今天早上。或许你曾经从天父身边逃开
And you're afraid to come back.
你或许很害怕再回到天父身边
Let me remind you of the first children who ever ran from God, our Father.
让我提醒你们看一下历史上第一位从神身边逃开的孩子
God had provided everything for Adam and Eve.
神供应了亚当和夏娃所需的一切
They were his children.
他们是神的孩子
And they rebelled.
但是他们却叛逃了。
They break the one commandment their father has given them.
他们违背了天父给他们的那唯一一条命令。
Genesis 3 says that God came to meet with them, to talk with them.
在创世纪第三章说，神到园中与他们见面，与他们聊天。
Every other day, they would run to meet their father.
其他时候，他们都会跑着奔向他们的天父。
But today they hid.
但是这一天他们却躲藏了
They were ashamed to face him.
他们羞愧难当无法来面对神
And Genesis 3 says that God called to Abraham.
然后创世纪第三章说神呼唤亚当
I used to read that voice and imagine the voice of a policeman.
我之前读这句的时候，脑子里想的都是那种警察的声音。
Adam, where are you?
亚当在哪儿呢？
But I was wrong.
但其实我错了。
You see, after I read the story of the prodigal son,
当我读过这个浪子的故事之后，
I realized that God was calling with the voice of a broken-hearted father.
我意识到当神在呼唤亚当的时候，那是一个伤心的父亲的声音。
Looking for a lost child.
他在寻找他走丢的孩子。
Adam, Adam, where are you?
亚当，亚当，你到底在哪儿啊？
And today, that father is still looking for you.
而今天这一位天父也在呼唤你。
If you have run, he is still looking.
即使你曾经逃离他，他在找你。
If you are hiding from him, he is still looking.
即使你躲藏起来，他也在找你。
Not in condemnation, but in love.
不是要定罪，而是来爱你。
Richard was my student.
我有一个学生叫理查德。
He was a good kid.
是一个很好的孩子。
But he got in trouble.
但他却遇到了麻烦。
And he could not face the shame of telling his parents.
然后他就很觉得很羞愧，没有办法把这个遭遇讲给父母听。
He got in his car and started driving north on 95.
所以他就跳进车里，一路向北，沿着95高速往北开。
He really wasn't planning to run away.
他其实并没有想要离家出走。
He just could not face the shame of what he had done.
他就是没有办法面对他所做的这些事带来的这种羞愧。
His parents began texting him, calling him.
然后他的父母就开始给他打电话，发信息。
No answer.
始终没有回复。
Left voicemail, please call us back, please call us back. No answer.
给他留言说，哎呀，听到给我们回个电话，但是也没有收到回复。
Father had a friend who was a sheriff's deputy.
然后这位父亲他有一个朋友是一个警长。
Called his friend, can you put out an alert for our son?
然后说你能不能给我发一个这个寻人启事
？Few hours later，
过了几个小时之后
，The father told me the longest hours of my life。
然后这个父亲就说，那个好像是我生命中最漫长的一段等待的时间。
Richard came home，
说这理查德终于回家了。
Do you think his parents started by yelling at him？
你想当理查德回家的时候，他的父亲母亲会对他大喊大叫吗
？No，
不会的。
There were hugs。
他们会拥抱他。
There were tears.
他们会关心他。
They wanted him to know you're still our son.
他们满含泪水地说，希望你知道你依旧是我们的孩子。
We still love you.
我们依旧爱你。
But I found out about the story on Sunday.
然后当我听到这个故事的时候。
You see, by Sunday, everyone knew that Richard had been expelled from school.
我们都已经知道说理查德已经被学校开除了。
And everyone knew why he had been expelled.
然后我们也都知道为什么他被开除。
And so everyone in the church is wondering, will they show up?
所以每个人教会里每个人都在想，他们今天还会来吗？
Will Richard show up?
理查德会来吗？
On Sunday morning, Richard and his family walked into church.
然后在主日早上，理查德和他的家人一起进到教会里。
They always sat towards the back.
他们通常都坐在最后面。
They always sat on the same row.
他们通常都坐在一排。
But the parents were usually on one end, and Richard was down at the other end on the same row.
但是经常理查德坐在这最边上，然后他的父母坐在另外一边。
But on that Sunday,
但是在那一个主日
，family walked in together.
然后他们一家人一起进到教堂里。
And they came right down here.
然后一起走到最前面。
Dad.Richard, mom.
然后理查德就坐在了他父母的中间。
On the front row.
坐在了最前排。
You see, they wanted everyone who was wondering to know this.
因为他们想让那些周围的人知道。
Richard is still our son.
理查德他依旧是我们的儿子。
There's going to be consequences. There's going to be pain.
说他做了这些事情会有结果，会有一些痛苦。
But Richard is still our son.
但他依旧是我们的儿子。
All you people can see is what Richard did wrong.
说周围的所有人看到都是理查德做了什么坏事，做了什么错事。
But we see our son.
但是作为父母，我们看到的就是我们的儿子。
We still love him.
我们依旧爱他。
And on this Father's Day, I want to say to you,
所以在今天这个父亲节,
if you've run from your heavenly Father,
我想要对你们说, 如果你从天父的身边逃开,
if there are things you've tried to hide from your heavenly Father,
如果你想要把自己所做的从天父面前隐藏起来,
you can come home.
你可以回家了。
There's no shame too great.
没有忧,没有羞愧。
There's no guilt too great.
也不需要觉得,有负罪感。
There is nothing that will cause him to say, don't come back.
不会有任何事情拦阻神,让神不欢迎你回来。
Your heavenly Father is waiting.
你的天父正在等待。
To welcome you home.
等你回来。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
God, I thank you that you're our Father.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你是我们的父。
We do not deserve your love.
我们不配你的爱。
So many times we have run from you.
我们多少次的逃离你。
So many times we have disobeyed you.
我们多少次的背逆你。
But you love us.
但你依旧爱我们。
I pray this morning that for those of us who have areas of need and struggle,
主啊，今天早上我们来祷告那些有需要的，在挣扎、在苦痛中的。
Would you remind us that you care for us?
主啊，提醒我们，你看顾我们，你关心我们。
You provide for us.
你供应我们所需。
You have everything that we need.
你有我们所需要的一切。
We can trust you.
我们可以完全的信靠你。
And then, God, I ask that this morning, if there's someone here or online who has run from you,
主啊，我今天早上也为那些不管是在座的还是线上的曾经逃离你的。
Would you put your arms around them this morning?
主啊，你用你的手来怀抱他们。
Whisper to them.
对他们说。
You can come home.
说你们可以回来了。
I love you.
我爱你们。
Help them to feel your welcome.
主啊，帮助他们能够感受到你对他们的爱和欢迎。
And to respond by coming back to you.
让他们可以回到你的身边。
Saying, Father, I've run.
我们的父啊。
But I'm coming home.
我曾逃离，但我现在要回家。
Thank you for your love.
主啊，谢谢你的爱。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。 Amen.